Hey, sorry, my phone's been acting up all day.
It could have been mine. For some reason in this building, when I put the phone on my ear, every now and then I'll lose service. So I just want to make sure I don't do that again.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I made a few calls this morning already, and a few, like two out of the five dropped. So I think there's something wrong with my phone. But so hopefully it doesn't drop again. But if it does, I'll call you back.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, I'll send it over to you so you can take a peek at the credit report that we're looking at. But yes, this is 652.
Just log in right now.
It might be also since you're using some of the credit cards for business, it might have affected your, like debt to income ratio. So
Of
that
course,
might have affected it a little bit when we pulled it. Not sure
that's what I was
exactly.
starting to tell you. Actually, I have a lot of the credit cards I have. The only term that are actually personal credit cards, and the rest of them have stuff in.
Okay, no worries. Because what we can do is, because I know you also wanted some working capital too. I think about 80,000, right, to pay off some investors. I think it was. So if anything, when we apply, when I revisit the account for that, I can pull it again if you think it's better. If you don't, I won't pull it again. Because right now we're focused on the working, the equipment financing first. We'll get that in place, and then we'll get the working capital right after that. So I did get you approved for the 15,000 for the lawnmower. Let me just go back up to there. So it is a over a course of 36 months, so 3 years. Is that a term that it's pretty good for you?
3 years, yeah.
3 years, yes. Okay. Okay, and then it's a monthly payment of 520 and 18 cents. Okay, and then also we require a thousand $1,500 down as down payment. So $1,500 down as down payment. Okay, so if you calculate it out, I'll calculate it out for you. You're paying in total here of 18,720 over the 3 years.
Okay.
Okay,
I
does
just
that?
um,
Go ahead.
that's, but I'm just on Experian.com and it says my credit report's a 698.
Does it? Okay. Do you want me to pull it again?
It says 810, 698, and it says on 85 it was a 698, and it says on 723 it was a 698. It's pretty much stayed
Okay.
at 698 for the last
Okay.
month. But you just pulled it. I don't know why it's saying less, you know what I mean?
Sure. Okay.
Unless you get
Let me make sure I
like my
have all the correct information. So I have your social here as 0967809 84. Is that correct?
If
Okay.
you look at that credit report, if there's a Toyota Tundra on there, then it's mine.
Toyota Tundra, let's see.
That's on my credit, but it's technically just paid for by the business. Toyota Finance, yes.
Okay, I'm scrolling
Like a
down.
Home Depot project loan. Just gonna pull real quick for my other one.
Did you used to pay student loans a few years ago?
Did I what?
Did you have some student loans a few years ago?
I still have them.
Oh, you still have them, okay.
They're through
Oh
Navient.
yeah, so I see Toyota Motors Credit Company, yes. And
Okay, I'm
you've
looking.
been on time on those payments.
It looks like the only, I'm just looking at my three credit scores. It's 682, TransUnion's a 694, and Equifax is a 674.
Okay. Is it okay if I pull it one more time right now then, while I'm on the phone with you?
Is that considered a hard pull, or I mean, if it's gonna help, I
No,
guess,
it's
but I'm
still gonna be a soft pull. It might ding you like 1 point, but it's not gonna be like 5 points because we don't do all three.
okay. I'm just curious, like, if it's that far off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe something changed in the last week or so. Let me just take a look.
Very. No, these are gener- hold on a second. These are generated April 26th.
Okay, I'm holding on for now.
If I pull it, if I show it, it doesn't. It's not bad, right? So let's generate it. Let's see if I can.
I know. Credit, what was it called? Credit Karma. They show you your credit score without dinging it. So I'm not sure if that's application you use.
No, I use the actual Experian one.
You do. Yeah, because this one was pulled when Nicole pulled it. It was on the 3rd when you sent in the application.
Well, this has changed. Now it's telling me, okay, now they're generated today. It says Experian 698, TransUnion 708, and Equifax 704.
Okay. Okay.
I guess go ahead and hold it, John.
Okay, let me just do it real quick. And you're a junior, right? Okay.
My God blessed me with that, and that was so nice of them.
So 09678-0984.
Yep.
Correct? Okay. And then address I have 1938 US Route 11.
Yep.
Okay. Tully, New York. Oh, is that where the coffee is from? Tully's Coffee?
What coffee? Oh,
Tully?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, really?
No? I think so.
Maybe it's a California thing.
There's not a whole lot in Tully, New York. Small town.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little outside of Syracuse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so I am now showing 661.
It's frustrating. Why is it different with you guys than it is for me pulling it?
Not too sure. Do you want to send over what you have? I can take a look at it.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
I can. Would I just do? I just look like I have to just print it and scan it and send it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
Do you want just the part that's showing the credit scores and, you know, the dates and everything, or do you want the one that's showing the full credit report?
If you can send the one with the full credit report, that'd be great.
So just the Experian one then?
Yeah, that'd be oh. Fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so... I'm sure there was more to talk about. I know you didn't just call me to talk about my credit report.
Yeah, that's good that you know you're on top of it. A lot of people are not. I work with so many business owners. It's ridiculous sometimes. It's like, how do you own a business with a 400, 500?
Over the winter, I got a bug on my that I wanted to buy an older Porsche 944.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like $10,000 just for something to drive around the wintertime. And they only will go through, like, banks won't finance a car that old. You know what I mean? They're like an 80.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went through some special collector's place, and they denied me. Like, what do you mean you denied me? Look at your credit score, because the email said, your credit scores range 300 to 850. Your score was 8. I go, 8? He's like, yeah, it says you don't have any credit. I'm like, listen, I wish that was the case, but I have a lot more than a lot of people.
You know, yeah.
Got the wrong credit report, and they were like, well, this is what our credit report says. We're going to have to go with this. Like,
okay, oh, this wow.
Not to buy this car.
You know? Yeah. That's
it
crazy.
It was the weirdest thing. I don't know what it is about. I've had that twice happen where they pull up credit reports for mine, and they're completely different than...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yours is close. I mean, that was like two that I had pulled. They were like less than 100, which I don't even think is possible.
Yeah, that's impossible. I mean, if you have none, usually what it shows up is 9002, which means like error. But that I've never seen like 8 or something like that.
I found it quite funny.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the lowest I've seen was a 408, which is really low.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, it might change a little bit, but what I can do is I can double check with the credit department on, you know, why there's a difference between when you pull it and what we pull. Maybe, you know, how we evaluate or our account with the Experian, how we evaluate it, maybe it takes into consideration other factors that maybe regular consumers do not have access to. So I can double check that and see why there's a difference between the two. But at least, you know, yours went up, since the last time we pulled it, about 9 points. So it can help your file a little bit there, especially with the working capital too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So we can put that on pause for now. But that's generally, you know, what you're qualified for is in the 500 per month range. It probably won't change it too much on like the total payment of it, but maybe a little bit. So I can get back to you on that for
okay.
the payment for the lawnmower. Okay, and then once we get the financing in place for the equipment. I can see, you know, how much you're qualified for the working capital side. Can you tell me a little bit about what you were looking to use the money for?
Right now, I've been spending a lot of money
on
some things that were broken that weren't supposed to go, and I kind of would like to get that money back in my account because I wasn't planning on it. You know, the summer, we're kind of seasonal, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're open year-round, but we do the most of our business in the summer, so
right.
The summer we try to bank the bank account up as big as possible, but there's been some, you know, different things that have broken and have repairs that had to be made and, you know, things that just have gone, you know, financially as planned. Income's been great. Income's through the roof, you know, better than it was in the past, but right now we're, a lot of things have been breaking that we've been spending money on that I haven't wanted to, and I really want to get some of the money back in my account. The other part is I have some investors that when I bought the golf course, I had to borrow money from to get everything going. And it's time's coming due to pay them back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then how much, so according to my notes, you need $80,000 to pay off the investor. Is that including the money that you're keeping in your account for, you know, other purposes and paying the investor off? Or how much is it going toward paying investors?
There's about $50,000 going to pay off investors.
There's $50,000. Okay. Okay, yeah, I saw that your revenue has been pretty good in the last few months. It makes sense that, you know, during the summertime, you guys make the most profit because during the winter months, you guys experience, you know, snow and bad weather, so a lot of people don't want to be outside golfing.
Yeah, no, we pretty much operate as just a bar restaurant in the wintertime. We're right off the main drag of the snow, which is kind of nice, so we can stay open year-round, and snowmobiling's fairly awesome. But, yeah, we do a lot of bands and stuff like that. This winter kind of killed us because there was no snow. It was a very good for snowmobiling, but luckily we did a lot of bands and had a pretty good menu and decent clientele this week.
Yeah, I heard last winter you guys didn't get much snow.
We actually had people, we had a couple of our members that are pretty diehard, and they played golf every month this winter. I mean, there was not one month they didn't play golf, which is asinine for around here. I mean, usually there's feet upon feet of snow. You know?
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, you can't really keep the grass green too much, right? Because there's snow all over the place. Do you do snow plowing then during the winter months?
Just the parking lot. We don't touch the golf course. The golf course, it's actually better for the golf course to be completely covered with snow, but the snow just kept fall. We'd get like an inch or two and it'd melt. You know, we'd get like a warm day, it'd melt off.
I see.
Happened to do that all winter. It just never accumulated.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice. You know, free water for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How about this? Go ahead.
I forget you guys are in a big water shortage out there now, aren't you?
Yes. It would be awesome if you can ship some of that over here. We're so dry. It's crazy. And actually for us, we're in San Diego, and this summer has been kind of humid, so which was a little bit better for our, you know, landscape. But I don't like humidity. But yeah, it's been dry usually. Yeah. Okay. How about this? Can you send over that credit report over to Nicole, and then she'll forward it over to me, and then I can get together with the credit department and see, you know, what's going on between the difference, and then I can get back to you with, you know, updated offer.
Okay.
Okay, all righty. And then do you know when you'll be able to send it over to her?
I think I just saved it as a PDF and just checking to make sure it opens right now. I'm going to send it right now.
Okay,
if not,
perfect.
I just print and then scan it. But I think
okay.
I have to save it as a PDF.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Okay, all righty then. We'll touch base in a little bit then.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Bye.